I don't know what the fuck he said, but I was like, yep, that's him. Okay. He's stubborn. What do you want from him?
Oh, talk about me? Yeah, I don't know, man. Oh, what? Going to the store? Dude. All right, look. I Google mapped it.
I Google mapped it.
I did.
I said, hey. Because he thought you were smoking a cigarette the whole time outside.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
I walked halfway up to the store, got halfway, realized I forgot my wallet, which has my ID. And these motherfuckers in the Wawa always card me. Always. For the first time ever in life, the guy in front of me got carded, and I didn't. Shout out to the beard, bro. That's what happened. That guy was a baby face. There's this different.
Well, not Wawa. Usually you have, they scan it. Everybody has to scan it now.
I don't want to, you know, rat this person out, but they let me slide, which was cool. Because I had my ID out in my hand already. Maybe dude seen it, but I don't know.
What made them laugh is when I said that he came back for his wallet. And then proceeded to go back.
So, we normally, I would record this before the season's festivities. However, this year, we've been shaken and stirred, and now
we did breakfast,
bro. Which I don't know if I'm just a New Jersey piece of shit. Maybe it's possible, but I fucking thought this was the coolest shit.
That was the best idea ever.
Right?
Why didn't anybody, like, why don't we do that at nighttime?
Bro.
Why?
Why not?
Why not?
I think we totally should.
I think we totally should.
I think it's a great idea. I'm totally down. They had a cater style. They had pork rolls out, eggs out.
Sausage.
Biscuits, motherfucker. And I didn't even get to the bagel. Oh. I didn't even get to it. I wanted it, but I couldn't. Oh. I couldn't. After I ate, I'm going to die tomorrow. I'm going to die tomorrow. A slow, painful fucking death all day. It's going to destroy me. But I'll tell you fucking something right now, bro. You can't pass up.
I'm still pretty full.
But me too, dude. Stop it. You
we
can't.
We only had one sandwich.
That's it. That's we're it. Bad, though. We're bad. But we eat, be real, we're maybe twice a day, right? So that one meal, like, I couldn't believe.
And it was early, too.
Yeah. These motherfuckers got stones, kid. They break
they
out
were
the.
Drinking.
Kate, everything. Dog! My. Yo.
They were really.
Yo, drinking. My family goes hard as fuck. I really thought, like, I'm a black sheep in my life. It turns out they also go extremely hard, but they do what is called maintain. Yeah. They drink
they do little cups.
Yeah, they do. They don't. They're smart. They're not like me where I go fucking like ridiculous, right? Yeah. I go ham, bro. Oh. Crown Royal is out, dog. It's 10 in the morning. They got Crown Royal out.
We got this.
That's vodka?
That's vodka.
Oh, we need juice, yeah?
We need juice.
I don't know, though. I got a mushroom that says different.
Oh, yeah.
I might eat instead, bro. Yas, queen. I've been fucking. Bro, it's the greatest day. I got the fucking best Secret Santa gift, dude. They faked me out so bad. They faked me out so bad. Right? There's all these. All the gifts are sitting on the table, right? And you know how it goes when you're waiting, you're looking, you're eyeballing everything, and you're like, man, like, there's one bag sitting there, and there's popcorn sticking out of it. I'm like, bro, I hope that's not mine, because I can't even eat that shit. I got no teeth, son. Where am I going with this popcorn, right? But, of course, all the bags are out, and then I get called up, right? They hand me this bag. I pull the popcorn out. I'm like, oh, that's cool, whatever. Like, you know, guy don't really know me, right? And then they're like, oh, whoa, look in the bag. I think I smelled something in there when I was handing it to you. I said, what? I reached in there, and bro, you can fuck. The fucking weed said, here I am. He only, this motherfucker, he get, what'd he give me? Hold on, I gotta tell, I gotta.
Right here.
Yeah. Here we go. Let's see. What do we got?
Animal mints.
But yeah.
Cookies.
Hold on. I think that's this one. Yeah. Animal mint. No, animal mint cake.
Oh, cake.
which is a hybrid, 50-50, supposed to be. And then we also have on the docket. Oh no. Hold on, I can't read anymore. What happened?
It's a glitch in the Matrix.
Yo, I can't read this. What the fuck? What does it say? Purple something, I think. It was written in marker, and now I can't. It's purple something. It's a sativa hybrid, which I fucking love sativa, dude. I love sativas, dude. That's my jam. So I'm super pumped right now. But because I want to save the sativa for the morning, because it's only a little bud, so I'm going to save that shit for the morning time so we can fucking prepare properly, yeah? Because we're going into war, my friends. They're coming. They'll be here. So we have to be ready. So how about this? For this Christmas Eve special, you'll get an Animal Mince cake hybrid
and a semi-wild story.
Review. And a semi-wild story. Okay, well, you know what? Now can I talk about it? Now that we're not at the party, now I can talk about it. You're not going to yell at me. Okay. You know what sucks, dude? I'll tell you what sucks since you asked me. Being the fucking, the tart of the family, yeah? That's me. I'm that guy. I'm that guy. You know how I know that? Guy comes up to me, right? Now, I met this dude in my, alright, let's rewind. For those of you that don't know, it's Mr. Madrox. Stop it. Nobody's going to get this reference. Knock it off. All right, I'll leave the verse alone. I'll leave it alone. Alright, for those of you that don't know, when my grandmother passed away, right, I got a message that said, you need to come. Well, they didn't tell me that she had passed away, is the punchline to the fucking story, right? They said, you got to get to your grandmother's house on this date because everybody's getting together to do a thing. Okay, whatever. So I show up. Oh, that was, I think my fucking father said that to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, show up to your grandmother's, everybody's doing a thing. Does not mention that she's dead. Just that we got to go to her house because there's a thing happening, right? So I get there, and I'm looking around, and who do I not see? I'm like, wait a minute. I know this. I know that. I've seen this before. They're cleaning this fucking house out right now. What happened? I don't understand. And everybody's looking at me like weird, right? Like,
hey, what do you mean?
Somebody comes over, like, this dude, one of my cousin's husband, boyfriends, whatever he is, comes and he's like, you know, what's going on, dude? I'm like, well, what the fuck is going on, dude? Like, oh, you didn't hear? You didn't know that, you know, your grandmother tapped the guy? I'm like, what? When? Like, hold on a second, bro. He turns around, he looks at somebody else, he goes, they didn't tell him, he didn't notice? And now everybody, what, like fucking dominoes, one by one, oh my God, nobody told you, this is ridiculous, he didn't say anything. The lady tapped, bro, like, that was it. I don't need to go into vivid detail, but, you know, she had passed on, right? So, there's that. Anyway, so this is where I meet this dude. And when I first met him, he's like, oh, you know, that really sucks that this happened, bro. They definitely should have told you, whatever, right? So I figure this guy's cool, right? And I'm not saying he isn't, but now something's a little different. Last year, we seen him at the thing, and he was like, ah, so you don't want to be a fucking, you want to change your name, so I hear, right? And like, yeah, whatever. So we go through that whole thing, Farrelton the Third. I think we covered that in last year's episode. I don't remember. Either way, continuing on.
Throw up, hurry.
I don't know. No, probably not. Because they're asking him who he's whacked. He hasn't killed anybody yet. Doesn't he throw up after he fucking... I don't know. I don't remember. Anyway, dude, this guy comes up to me at the party. And he's like, you know, I'm looking at my phone, and there's a mock trade for somebody Gibson and Dawson Mercer from the Devils. Now, the proposed trade is for this Anaheim's Duck goalie, right, who fucking killed us in the game against Anaheim, and one of our guys, plus a third-round pick, which I think is fucking outrageous. I would never make that deal if I was in the front office. And the guy, like, looks over, and he's like, so, you know, how's it going, right? And at first, I thought he was just kind of, like, you know, being cheeky, right? Like, what's going on, man? You know, like, doing that whole thing. Like, you know, looking at this trade here, man, this is, like, ridiculous, right? But it's not real. He's like, oh, so would you like that? If they did that trade, would that be good? And I'm like, wait a second. Is he doing the thing to me right now? And I look at her and I'm like, bro, is he doing the thing? Because she's looking at me like, why is he talking to you like that? And I'm like, why are you talking to me like that? But before I can, like, acknowledge it, he, like, slips away. Now I'm like, well, hold on. Did he just do the thing to me? Like, oh, buddy, are you okay, man? We're going to make sure you eat something and we'll send you back home. You'll be okay, right? I might fucking look like I'm not all there, but I know what is happening, right? So, you know, he walks away and I'm like, I should say something to him, right? And she's like, no, you definitely should not say something to him because you don't know how to talk to people. And you know what? She's not wrong. Because I would have went up to the man and been like, hey,
what the fuck's your problem?
What are you why are you doing the thing to me? And he'd be like, what, buddy? I don't understand what you mean. I go, that, what you're doing right there. Like, as if you put emphasis on the last word you say in a sentence, I'm going to understand. I'm not a child, bro. I act like a child sometimes, which is arguably what got me in the position that I'm in. But you don't have to down speak to me, Hollywood. I know what's happening. And I also realized that maybe that's part of it, right? This guy's apparently an actor. I'm not fucking trying to be like, oh, I know somebody famous, bro. Like, but we're not even going to go into the credentials. It doesn't matter. But Hollywood, I guess, thinks like I know I'm touched, but I think Hollywood thinks I'm a little bit like I've been slapped, you know? I think he thinks I've been slapped. But I'm not going to hold it against him. He doesn't know anything. Maybe he, for all I know, dude, he could have been fucking, because I look at him and I'm like, after he does, I'm like, wait, you're a Buffalo fan, right? And then, of course, I walked right into it, dude. And he goes, oh, no, man. What's her face? I'm not going to say his wife's name, girlfriend's name, whatever the fuck she is. He says my cousin's name, and he's like, she lives out in Buffalo. That's not the same thing. And then he walks away.
Yes.
And I'm like, that's not what I, you just complete, forget it, dude. Just forget it, dude. If the guy thinks you're a fucking retard, just let him have it. He thinks he did his good deed for the day by coming over and patting you on the head. Let him have it. Let him have it. They think I got lost on the way from the funny farm, and I wound up at this Christmas party, I think.
You're about 2 years to lay here, honey.
Yeah, really. I did go. All right, let's crack open this fucking animal mint cake. Woo! Fuck. Give that a whiff. Lord. Lord have mercy. That is a stank, boy. Holy shit. This, yeah, put some stank on it. Yo, this is from...
You got two racks.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I almost forgot. Cooler than... Just as cool as the fucking couple of buds of weed, he got me these things. Here, let me see one of those. What's it called? King Palm. Now, if you follow me on Instagram, like you should, at Laughing Birds Pod, then you know I posted on my stories the other day these King Palm things. I just burnt one of these with my brother for the first time. like 3 days ago. And then now Secret Santa, I get a bunch of them and I wanted to try these too. Now these are made out of palm trees, dude. These things are. The wraps and apparently the fucking filters are too. But, you know, it says right here, no tobacco, no nicotine. But that does not mean that it's safer. This is a smoking product that contains various substances, including carbon dioxide, which can be dangerous to your health, to be used exclusively with legal herbs smoking blends. Contains terpene derived from fruit, not for sale to minors, and it's made in Singapore, which means nobody is checking nothing. We're probably smoking all types of roach feet and fucking who knows what else, bro. But that's okay, because we're gonna fucking do it anyway. Now, these ones right here are Cherry Charm, and they're half a gram each, and there's two rolls in here. Now, I'm not sure if I really want to pop the thing and release the flavor, because I want to taste these animal mints, man. I like the flavor of the weed. I don't need to...
We're gonna roll it?
Well, I don't know. Well, yeah, right? We don't have a lot, so I don't think we can even... You know what? I'll save these fucking rolls for when I pick up. When I actually pick up a good amount. Because if I roll this now, that's going to be all of it. And that's not a good look. I want to be able to spread this out a little bit. I want to enjoy it, see if I want to purchase this strain. Because I have had animal mints before, and I really enjoyed it from the Stoner Club. We got animal mints. That was before, no, animal crackers we got. Same fucking difference, bro. It's the same thing, it's a different name. The same thing, it's a different name. It's the way, if you're smoking Purple Haze or Purple Urkel or fucking G Purps, it's all the same fucking weed. It's just a different name for it, that's all. But it's the same. It's the same weed. I can't believe it, bro. We slipped hard today. We didn't have no grinder, we had no bowl, we were all fucked up. But to be fair, we're not complete degenerates.
I had papers.
We did have papers, you know, but, you know, what are you gonna do, right? And besides, I gotta fucking dab on.
People ask for accessories that I don't own, too. Yes?
Yeah. Oh, like a torch.
Like a torch.
I'm not Muhammad Ali.
Around asking everybody, I think.
Yeah, he did. Well, no, he asked my other cousin because he smokes cigars.
Oh.
So, logically, you would ask a man to smoke cigars if he has a torch. But this motherfucker is like, fuck you, hippie. I'm not giving you that. That's not what he said. He was like, no, bro, I don't got a fucking torch. Like, oh, well, excuse me. Right? Like, but... Yeah. See, that's why I don't like dabs and all that, dude.
Yep. You need other...
Like, you don't look good walking around. Anybody got a torch in here? A torch? Anybody? Torch? Ali? Torch? Right? Like, at least if you ask for a lighter, you can kind of get away with that. You know. Let's pack this. Motherfucker.
Graham is on...
Fire.
Oh, yeah. Where's baby daddy?
Probably under the cookies. Nope, I see him. He's over here.
He's over here!
Yeah, I figured that's probably all types of wrecked up. But it might be a little easier coming out of the baby daddy bowl than the elephant.
The
elephant bowl, I've also shared on the Instagram. Get it together, man. I'm telling you. I'm a good follow, bro. If I do say so myself, I share funny shit. And that's arguably biased because I think it's funny. Therefore, I share it. Yeah? I'm a real big believer.
You got a seed.
No. Yo, stop it. That's what's up. I fucking love life, dude. All right.
We're planting that.
We have a seed. Dun, 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 dun. Fuck yeah. I'm excited.
Don't lose it.
I'm not going to lose it. Why you say that? Look, going right in this bag right here. Uh-huh.
Bop. Here, write what it is on it.
Oh, yeah. Animal mince cake. Dude, this is from the brand new dispensary, by the way, that they put up in the fucking Weartown. Remember, I read you that article the other day? Well, I read it out loud because I wanted to read it. And I'm like, you should check this out. Because apparently what had happened was, this is what I love. The reason why I bring this up is because the state of New Jersey, as you may or may not know, has now legalized marijuana. However, when they did so, they gave every municipality the option to opt in or out to allow dispensaries or like-minded businesses to conduct their ventures within city limits, whatever the fuck you want to say. I sounded good up until the last point there, but Weartown originally had opted out because they're fucking a bunch of pineys. However, there was a place called the Social Leaf that was built out in Beechwood. And those motherfuckers are raking in. I think it said within the first 9 days it was open, they brought in $6 million. Something like that. And Weartown looked at this. And then the fire department and the police went to the mayor or whoever makes these decisions and went, hey, do you see how much money they're making over there? We need 40 grand for the cops, dude. We need 60 grand for the fire department, bro. Where's this money coming from? They were talking about cutting costs to cops and all that, which is a very fucking stupid thing to do in today's America, bro. You need these things. You need fire, you need police, you need EMS. So they decided, all right, if you're going to fucking twist our arm, then we'll open up a dispensary in Weartown, which now I'm sure they're making the fucking money. But this is the first thing from that dispensary that we're going to try. So I'm actually really excited. Because so far, I've been to The Botanist, Curaleaf, Zen Leaf, and now this joint. I don't know the name of it, right? And the three of those were for shit. The best dispensary, in my opinion, is the Neptune dispensary, the Zen Leaf. They have the best staff in there. They don't make you feel like there's not fucking 8 cops that are standing around pushing you to, like, they have giant menus in these places, bro. Like, on fucking 70... inch plasma TVs. They have a giant menu with percentages and fucking strain names. And you gotta go up to the door. Like, it's so fucking whack. This Curaleaf was so whack. They got taken down because they're stupid. And the people that ran the Curaleaf tried to go around the union. Motherfucker, this is New Jersey, bro. Are you crazy? Are you crazy? That's like trying to go around soccer in Mexico, son. It's not going to work, dude. Oh.
I like it.
That is very smooth.
You know me, I like my cake.
Oh, you do. Let them have cake. She is a cake queen, bro. She loves her cake.
What text is that? Let them have cake.
Wow. That really does
And that fucking shit, whatever we did with PJ.
That dab? It wrecked you?
Killed me.
I don't like that shit, man.
Oh, man. I took 2 rips off of it.
You did? I only took one, and I gave up.
Two, because he was like, hit it.
Yo, they're so bad. They're like you with alcohol. They're like that with weed. They're like, come on, don't be a bitch, bro. You heard him? You heard Dylan from the fucking other room. You let it get the best of you, Kev. That's fucked up. Like, bro, I got asthma, motherfucker. I can't handle this shit, dude. Y'all are bugging. Oh, it's funny as hell, though. I love it, dude. Those guys are great.
Oh my god. I got high way too fast, and when I get high way too fast like that, sometimes I have a panic attack.
Of course, you're gonna, yeah.
Like, I don't like this. Why do I do this to myself? Oh,
yep. I know exactly what you mean. I know it's the moment you go, oh, fuck. Like, you know already.
Like maybe 5-10 minutes after, and I was like, why did I do this? I did this to myself.
Yeah. I actively chose this.
I'll go home.
Oh, that's funny. Yeah, I'm not into the dabs, man. You know what? Like, when you gotta heat the thing up.
He's got the timer set and shit.
Bro, like, that's some, like, bona fide junkie shit. No. It really does. What's the difference between doing this shit and doing crack? Probably not a whole lot. I think the method probably would be similar. I don't know for sure. I can't say, but it certainly feels like it would be. Plus, Dr. Drew, for whatever that's worth, was like, he did compare dabbing to freebasing. He said dabbing is the freebase of weed.
Yeah.
So it's like the same shit.
The crackhead of the weed.
I just, regular weed is fucking awesome. We don't. Yeah, thumbs up. I got two green thumbs up, bro. I love it.
That shit, like,
I don't. Yeah,
you're high for one hit and you're done for, like.
Yeah, but it's not a fucking. It's not a regular. It's like, you know how a weed high sits behind your eyes. This shit is like behind your skull, dude. Like, you know, like it.
I was getting a headache in the car. Used to drive me nuts. Used to are 2 peats in a pod. Oh my god.
You can tell we're related. You can tell we're fucking related.
Put your pearl hats on. They're both at it.
I knew it was going to be some shit. Although, I guess it's just a trait of the family that we don't know how to say what we want to say without either sounding horribly racist, like completely ignorant, or just outright rude. Like, there's, it's not, I don't understand it, dude. I really, bro, like, let me give you an example of what I'm talking about, right? This guy gets into it with this lady last night, right? Now, for the sake of, I'm afraid to try to say the word because I'm going to say it wrong. Anonymity? No, that's not how you say it.
No.
Or. It's close, though. I can't say it, dude. I would like these people to remain anonymous. Yeah. But there's another word that you're supposed to use.
I don't fucking know. Anonymous is the only thing.
Yeah. Alright, we'll go with that. Ugh. What the fuck? Oh yeah, they got into it. They got into it yesterday, right? Now, I don't know what happened. I was not present when the interaction had taken place. Here's what I know. One party said they were punched. The other party said, I didn't touch that motherfucker. Right?
Yep.
And somebody else has fucking... One of them said they were punched. One of them has got scratches on their face. Right? I don't know who to believe. And to be completely honest with you, I don't fucking care.
Yeah.
Because this is not new. This shit happens way too fucking often. And honestly, I'm tired of breaking this shit up every 5 fucking seconds, dude. So I don't care. Like, kill each other if you want to.
It's
just don't.
3 years ago, all over again.
For real. Like, kill each other if you want to, man, but, like, here, really? There's a time and a place, bro. Like, and that sounds terrible, but you get jaded after a while of being in these situations. You stop feeling bad for these people, and just like, if you want to fucking kill each other, then kill each other. I don't care no more. Like, I care about these people,
sound
but...
Sound like me when I'm fed up with Luke, when I'm fed up with the boys. Gotta kill each other, I don't care no more.
Well, it's like, dude, I'm trying to tell you guys to chill, and both of you were shooting daggers at me, so it's like, now, fuck you, so whatever. Like, it's not really, but... anyway, so, the point is, the one person is now, like, alright, well, if you want me to leave, then you gotta bring me home, right? And the other person is like, fuck you, I'm not bringing you nowhere, especially not after all of what just happened, whatever it was, so fuck you, just leave. And now this goes back and forth for quite some time. Until eventually, I have to go, alright man, look, the person asked you to go, you gotta go. Well, you don't understand, but this ain't right, I go, dude, it doesn't matter. Guy goes, what do you mean it doesn't matter? So the truth doesn't matter? So what I say doesn't matter? No, it doesn't. It's not because I don't want it to matter, or because you don't, or because they don't, just because it fucking doesn't. Plain and simple. Nobody really gives a shit. 99% of the time, people don't care what your side is. They hear a version of a story, and we'll get to that in a second. They hear a version of a story, and they go with it. But here's the point of why I brought this up, right? I'm going back and forth with this person, and now I'm starting to lose my patience. So I say, what'd I say? I'm like, you're not understanding me, motherfucker, or something like that. Yeah. And he said, this person said,
oh, so
I'm a motherfucker now. And I go, no, dude. I don't have the patience to keep fucking sugarcoating it for you. Listen to what I'm trying to, like, you're not a motherfucker, but motherfucker, listen. Like, I don't know. What I'm saying is, motherfucker is emphasis. That means pay, you gotta have a translator. Motherfucker, pay attention. Like, that's what it is. You don't understand. I'm trying to tell you. Right? Like, it's meant to be a lot nicer, but after a while, it's like, dude, why the fuck would you want somebody to drive you home you just got in an altercation with, dude? Does that make sense? No, it doesn't. Now listen, you gotta go, because I gotta go. And every moment that you're here, I can't fucking leave, because I'm stuck here. Right? Now this guy doesn't fucking understand what I'm trying to say. In other words, she asked dude to leave, right? Now, I could walk out the door at any point in time, but it would be the wrong thing to do to walk out the door while this is all happening. Because if it, like, you know what I'm trying to say? You just don't, there's certain things you have to fucking... There's certain things you're supposed to do.
Escalate,
yes.
Then.
Yeah. And then I could have did something to prevent it, whatever. You got to try. You have to try. You have to fucking try. If you want to be able to sleep at night, you have to fucking try. So then it got like, you know, just that was the point, though. Like, you know, you're not a motherfucker, but motherfucker, listen, dude. I don't know how to talk to people, right? And like, now you're getting me mad because I know you understand the fucking words that I'm saying. You just don't want to understand because it doesn't fit your narrative, dude. I don't have time for that right now. I got shit to do tomorrow. Well, so do I. Well, then good. Let's get to it. I don't want to do this shit all night, bro. Fuck. I'm like, bro, dude, I swear to God I said this, bro. I said, go to therapy, and the guy made a face. I said, or do mushrooms. You know, whatever you, not that I'm encouraging people to do mushrooms, motherfucker, you need a breakthrough. Right? Like, when you're that angry, it doesn't matter what caused it, dude. It's the fact that you allowed yourself to get that angry with another human being. You need to check yourself, because if you don't, you're gonna wind up doing some shit that's going to fuck up your life. The problem is when you tell somebody they need to change, they look at it like you're challenging them. rather than trying to inform them and show them the fucking way. I said, bro, I was you, dude. I was you. I was you. Sitting, screaming, yelling, arguing, back and forth, getting fucking punched in my fucking face, and still being like, fuck you. Like, you're not moving me, but that's dumb, dude. What are you fighting for? Nothing. What's the purpose? I'm not gonna hit her back. Obviously. Ain't no point. What's she gonna learn? Nothing. How to game the system. That's what she gonna learn. If somebody was gonna hit her, and she was gonna learn something, it should have been her mama. We're way past that now. Unless you have one of those families where you could be like, yo, if you don't, I will call, we'll bring your fucking mama in on this and let's see what she has to say. Right? Those are rare, though. You don't get that a lot anymore. Yeah. Ugh, fuck, dude. It's just the point, bro. People are toxic for each other. Sometimes. And even if you love that motherfucker, you'll do anything for that person, leave them alone. That's what you need to do. I'm sorry, but it's the truth. Not because nobody wants to see you happy, but because you're too much, I'm gonna tell you, bro. Some people feed in to other people too fast and too easily. And then what winds up happening is they get comfortable doing that. And eventually they get comfortable with this person's fucking reaction and their anger until eventually you start to forget that you're making this person mad and people do snap and go crazy sometimes. Right? Like they're breaking balls not realizing that this person could just flip a switch one day and maybe decide that, you know, now everybody's got to die. That's how shit like this happens because people don't know when to stop fucking playing around.
You dropping money on the floor?
Oh, I did. That's tough, dude. I don't know how to talk to people. And you know what? I don't think I'm ever going to learn the proper way to do it. Because I don't think I have the... Even if you tried to show me the way, I think it would just come off completely disingenuous. Like I was being passive-aggressive or some shit. I think I just have to... I just have to accept the fact that this is... I'm too old to change. I'm stuck in my fucking ways. This is how I talk. And I just have to, unfortunately, I have to do a lot of explaining when I say things. Because it's like, oh, no, that's not what I meant. This is what I meant. And then oftentimes I wind up digging a deeper fucking hole than I was in 2 seconds ago. But then, you know what happens? I realize maybe you're better off losing those people anyway. Let them think that you said something whatever type of way if it helps them to leave you alone. Because not everybody's going to get it. I'm very... Oh, that's the other thing, too. I need to find a new volume. How about this, bro? It's called mute, dude. This is my fucking volume. If you can't accept me at my worst, you can't have me at my best. Mm-hmm.
And at my best, I'm even louder.
Mm. Is this gingerbread? I'm eating a mystery cookie. It's got crystals on it.
Icing. Gingerbread.
It is gingerbread, yeah. I don't want that all right now. What's this? This a lemon one?
No.
This one's all right.
Mm-hmm. Too many spices for you on this one.
No, the icing is too much. It's gonna sound weird, but if you're gonna give me a cookie that with a, such a distinct taste as a gingerbread, just give it to me straight up. You know, I like my gingerbread like I like my whiskey, man. Straight up, dude. Maybe some ice, you could put it on the rocks.
Chocolate peppermint.
Oh, that's gonna be fucking so good. You could put that back if you don't want it. I'll fuck that up later. I can't today. I have to put that off for another day of suffering. I fucked up bad, dude. Oh my god, it was so good though. A fresh, soft, hot biscuit. Rip that shit open, stuff the eggs in there, and the pork roll on it. Boy, if you don't stop. Oh, here we go again. I don't understand what this is. We have football footage. We have basketball footage. And they're next to insurance commercials. This one, in particular, is about mortgage lending and shit. The other one is, well, nah, it's fucking Chase. The other one is a medical insurance company, and they got a fucking basketball game going on next to it. And ShopRite commercials, too, with hockey. The fuck? And they're not NHL teams. I don't know where these people are playing at or where they come from.
Are they actors?
Yeah, I don't know. Is this the AAA league? The AA? What the fuck is going on here, and what does it have to do with insurance?
Your brother said that these ball thingies are good. Try one.
Alright, let's see. Oh, it smells like an Entenmann's chocolate donut. Oh, fuck, there's something in it. What is that? Oh, no. Hold on. I was not expecting that.
What's in it?
Peanut butter.
Oh, no. No, thank you.
Oh, my God. That was so weird. I do not like that.
Well, you can blame your brother.
No, I just didn't like the surprise. The combination of flavors doesn't bother me, but when I bite into something that feels like a donut, I don't expect to feel squish. You know what I'm saying? Like that. It's like, oh no, there's something in here. Not like there's a bug in it, but for some reason my mind always goes there. All them rumors about eating spider legs and shit. Oh, I can't. It's crunchy and squishy. I don't like it. I'm autistic, bro. I have to be. I'm not even trying to be funny, dude. That is a real problem, and I wonder why people talk to me like this. I wonder why.
Hello.
Hi. Spectrum here. Let's point where you are on the map.
We are here. You are there.
At first, I hated the idea of doing this shit early in the morning. Hated it. But you know what? I'm coming around. Because, I mean, think about it, right? By 10 a.m., you're at the party, dude, right? So you figure 10:30, 11 o'clock, you bust the food out. Now everybody's going to eat. Then you exchange your shit. Now here we are coming up on 1 o'clock. You could put the fucking game on, stop it. And now you get to about the second quarter, and then you can dip. You can leave. It's acceptable because people want to get rid of you now because you've been in the house for hours at this point. Now it's we've done the thing. Now get the fuck out of my house so I can have my life
and
back.
And now we have the rest of the day.
Exactly. Now, here's where people who have kids, this is where y'all got it down, dude. Because when the kid goes down for a nap, that's everybody's cue at the party like, y'all gotta go. Kids gotta sleep. Y'all gotta go. People are loud. I'll see you later. They don't even have to go. All right, get the fuck out of my house. People instinctively.
Oh, it's nap time, so
we gotta sneak out of here.
We gotta go.
It's perfect.
Everybody's got kids anyway. Yep, so yep. They're like, all right, well, we gotta go.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost nap time, and...
Because you never want to be the...
Y'all want to fuck up that nap time.
You don't want to be the first one out the door. I'm always the first one out the door. You know what I did? I always do. I try to just leave. And then
you don't even say bye.
Yeah, I don't want to. I don't want to go down the parade. Bye, 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 bye. I don't. I'm not famous. I'm not the president. I don't need to. You know, like. But I go to run out the door, and then I notice that you know, my brother's doing the goodbyes to everybody. So I'm like, here we go. He's doing it, so I have to do it, right? If he ran out the door first, I could sneak out behind him and go, he was leaving, bro. I don't know, like, you know what I mean? We gotta go. It's gonna turn into a pumpkin soon if we don't get the fuck out of here. Whatever excuse you could use. I just don't like the uncomfortableness of the hello and the goodbye. Let's get right to the middle. What's happening? All right, yeah, go ahead. Or do whatever you were gonna do. I'll do whatever I'm gonna do. You know, and then that's it. I hate the uncomfortable, Although I did something, okay, to be fair, this is an asshole thing to do, but I did it for my own entertainment. When I was leaving, I was saying goodbye to everybody, and then my aunt was standing off in the corner, and I was like, oh, you know what, I'm gonna be the one to make an uncomfortable moment this time. Right, so everybody was leaving, and I went and I said goodbye, and I went and gave her like a half a hug, and she was like, ew. Like, she didn't actually say that, but she was like, oh my god, like, I never do that. So I was like, you know what, let's make you uncomfortable now. How about that? You stuck me in the car with your husband. I didn't know what to talk about, so now I gotta turn the tables and make you a little uncomfortable. I thought it was funny, because it's harmless, nobody got hurt. Right? I just gave her an awkward hug, and now she's going to talk about that later today. Like, I don't know what the fuck that was about. How weird. I hope he doesn't do that next time. I don't mind.
He did
not
look amused.
He, right?
That he had to pick us up.
Oh, he looked hot. Bro, do you know how hard it was not to laugh every time that he grabbed his steering wheel, and I heard the plastic go, like he's gripping it? I wanted to fucking.
He's gripping it too hard.
I wanted to burst out laughing. I'm like, he's white knuckling this. He is so mad right now. He was killing me. Wanted to break his balls about his music selection, but I'm like, this guy does not have that kind of sense of humor. Van Morrison. I see why he's only got one hit. I see why. That guy's whole record is about fucking one lady. And apparently their relationship started behind a baseball stadium of some sort. And then the whole rest of the record is about him banging this bitch or wanting to bang this woman. Want to make love to you? That's his whole fucking record, bro. Every other word out of this dude's mouth is make love. It's fucking wild. But my rap music isn't okay. It's the same message, just dressed differently. So because you put your message in a sweater and, you know... Mine wears baggy pants and is loud and obnoxious. It's not serviceable when I say it, you know, the way that they say it. But your guy said Elvis can shake his fucking pedophile hips on stage and nobody says two words about that. Dickmatizing 14-year-old girls, you nasty motherfucker. I don't like that guy, dude. I really don't. His fucking wife was 14 years old. I don't care if you were a product of the time. That shit's not cool, bro. That's disgusting, man. And people fucking call you a hero for what, dude? Ugh. I don't like it, man. That's all. I don't care about the hip swinging and all the other bullshit.
Yes, Big Daddy.
Oh, that fucking phone, dude. Every time she opens up Facebook, it's take it off.
No, just let it happen.
Just let it happen. Right now she's just sticking the phone in my pocket so that her Siri doesn't be screaming this out in the middle of a family party. And one of my aunts goes, what does that mean? Please, for the love of God, don't ask. Don't fucking ask what
don't
it means.
Don't ask because she might answer
you. She'll answer you. She will answer you just to watch me be uncomfortable. She will answer you just to watch me be uncomfortable. You've never seen shades of red like this.
You didn't tell me that PJ strapped you to him.
What?
You didn't tell me on the cliff that that PJ that you were strapped to PJ.
Well, on the way down?
Yeah, and you hit your hip.
Oh, wait, that was the way up. Yeah, that was the way up, not down. I forgot he strapped me to him. Yeah, that's right, because he was like, all right, I should have fucking known. I should have known. He's like, all right, look, dude, we got about halfway through it. And he's like, all right, bro, I'm going to connect you to me. So if you fall, like, you know, basically, like, I know what I'm doing and how to go about doing this. So I want you to watch what I do and do it as I do it. Like, exactly as I do it, dude. You gotta do it. And he skipped one rock that I didn't skip. But we didn't know it was wet. And I fucking stepped on it. And I slipped right out from underneath it. And landed right on my fucking hip. Yo, that shit hurt so bad. But everybody was like, oh, I knew it was bad. Because everybody stopped it. But, oh, fuck, so now I'm like, all right, I gotta play the tough guy role now. I gotta eat this. Because I can't make it look like that hurt. Otherwise, they're all gonna, even though they know I just ate it, if I even so much as, they're gonna make fun of me forever. So now I gotta eat that shit, and I kept going. And then I cried when I got to the top. But you know what, dude? We all make sacrifices.
PJ said that you were holding on to the fucking, to the bro.
Goddamn right. Goddamn right.
So tight that your knuckles turn white or something.
That's right. That's, yo, I was holding on to that motherfucking tree like it was the root of life, son. Like it was the root of life. Every time the wind blew, I'm like, I'm holding on to this fucking root because the only way I'm falling off this.
He had you anchored, though. Yeah.
You say whatever you want.
You can say whatever you want. He said that he looked down and he didn't know that you were like fucking deathly afraid of
him. Oh, so scared. So scared.
Halfway up, he said he felt bad for you. But he kept going.
Yeah, they were like, well, fuck it, we're gonna climb now. I'm like, all right, dude, let me just, I'm just gonna sit here and panic. You'll do what you have to do. I'm not trying to say we gotta leave right now. I just am gonna sit here and have a panic attack and cry a little, if that's all right with everybody, because I'm not in Paris. I'm fucking scared right now. Everybody's like, what are you so scared of, dude? Like, you're not gonna fall. Every time I feel the wind blow, I think it's gonna knock me off the side because I got no balance, right? So I'm fucking scared. So I hold on to this root. Because I think to myself, and I swear to God, this was my logic, the only way I'm falling off the side of this mountain right now is if there's an earthquake. It's the only way. Or the earth completely shifts and goes like this. That's the only way. It's the only way. Unless somebody shakes the earth, I'm not moving. This root is in the motherfucking ground, and God damn it, I want to be wherever the ground is at. Whew, when you feel the fucking wind on the top of that mountain, bro, you'll know. It's like instinct, like your fucking animal mind goes up. It's like, you shouldn't be here. You should not be this high up, dude. Do you feel that? Do you feel the fucking chill in the air? Yeah, because the birds are fucking right over there, dude.
Talking about going climbing, in the snow.
Oh, they're fucking animals. They love all that shit. They were trying to get me to snowboard and all that, but I don't. These fucking legs ain't built for snowboards. No. I'll die out there. Sucks. I mean, I would. I don't
probably ski.
Yeah, right.
You got two skis and then the fucking.
Yeah, that sounds like a great idea for somebody with no coordination and balance. Put me on skis. Yeah. Yeah. I try.
You go like this to stop.
That's how I walk. What do you mean? I'm gonna be like, why are you stopping every time you move? Because that's the way my feet are positioned. I'm sorry, that's why. I'm gonna look like a fucking penguin. Wah, wah. That's terrible. That really is what it would look like. Oh, stop. Now I gotta try to. Oh, what is this business? I hear this fucking guy is trying to walk around limping like me. What?
Yes!
What?
Oh my god, that was hilarious.
Dude, I fucking can't. When people tell me things sometimes, occasionally, not very often, but once in a while, somebody will say something to me that'll make me go, I fucking thought that, like, I have seen and heard it all, dude, but this is a fucking new level, bro. This guy literally will sag his pants and drag his fucking leg to be trying to, you know, fake the funk, dude. You can't do that. I live for the funk, bro. You can't do that. You can't do that, dude. It's not the same thing. It's not the same thing. Some people call it a bop. Some people call it a swagger. I mean, I don't know, bro. But, like, it's not good. I know you like it. Apparently, my ass is getting bigger. That's not great. You never want to hear that, right? Am I the only one? You hear this? Maybe you're not as old as me. I guess, you know, when you hit your late 30s, bro, check your trousers, dog, because there's a chance that your fucking butt could be growing, dude. I didn't know. I didn't feel it. Doesn't seem any different to me. My legs are...
walking, you do.
Yeah, it must be, right? I'm lifting my ass the natural way.
Lifting them glutes.
Well, I mean, you wouldn't be able to tell. It's like I got no, for as much as I move, I got nothing going on in my legs down here, bro. You would think I just sit around all day in a wheelchair by looking at me, but I'm out and fucking about. We're here, we're queer. Get used to it. Is that it for the weed?
No.
No, alright, we got it.
I figured we'd save it.
Well, there's still more. I didn't take the whole thing.
I know, but let's not go ham.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I don't know, man. Stressful, dude. That's heavy business. Be yourself. Don't do that. You don't want this problem. You're going to need hip surgery and all types of shit. You don't want that, dude.
It's so sad that you can't go try to be somebody.
You can't be a mimic your whole life, man. Be yourself.
Be.
Just let it happen.
Yourself.
Oh, my God. That's a twofer. Oh, now you got to add just a tip. Now you gotta add just a tip because that was a that's I'm not the only one now that's the thing now that people are fucking saying wild business. I don't know, dude. This is not very festive this Christmas Eve special, but you know what? It is what it is, dude. You know. This feels like a regular day more than it does the eve of a holiday or a holiday. At least to me, anyway. But, I mean, it's nice to see everybody, even though I don't know most of these people. Isn't that fucked up? Like, you go to a party, you really don't know everybody, though. Like, familiar faces I see at a lot of parties I go to, but I don't know them people. You know, I don't even know what their names are. Isn't that terrible? People say hi to me. I'm just like, hey, I hope you don't ask me if I know your name because I definitely don't know it. I know your face, though. Seen you here 1,000 times, dude. I know you belong. I know you are. Just don't know what your name is, right? I'm terrible with names. I know faces, dude. Be more for me. Let me see this. And this, I'll be right back. I guess that's it. About to figure out what the hell we're gonna do for tomorrow's show. Maybe I could talk about that crazy fucking Jets win today. That they somehow barely pulled off, even though they were pretty much running shit the entire game. I don't even know. I listened to the whole thing, and I don't even understand. How the fuck did this happen? It was 27-7. Like, majority of the game. And then out of nowhere, it seemed like Washington came back, dude. you know, and it winds out finishing 28-30, I think. Something like that.